Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Comeback of the year completed for the Gigante. 6-5 the final score. Gutsy, gutsy win to start off this series, Joe, in Coors Field. Willie Adames finally gets it going immediately. I mean, right to start off the game, triple by Jung-Hoo Lee, sack fly, right? That's exactly what we were talking about, just what the doctor ordered. And then you get down, thought Harrison was shaky, he was okay. He didn't blow the game, he didn't lose them the game, he kept them in it, gave up 3 runs, and you have a 4-run top of the 9th, capped off by a Yaz clutch hit, another clutch hit from Mikey Yastrzemski. Get the go-ahead run there, they hang on him. I got to tell you, Joe. Tyro Estrada at the plate, 2 on, 2 out. Like, oh God. Like, we were talking yesterday. Can you name a Colorado Rocky? I completely forgot Tyro Estrada.
He's been there for about 5 seconds.
Forever giant. I completely forgot.
He's been hurt all year.
But a huge win. Win of the year, right?
I mean, he might have played more games for the Rockies than Chris Bryant. That's how bad it's been.
Yikes.
But he still has only played like 11 games. Win of the year, I feel like I said that 5 times. What a game. How am I expected to go to sleep after that game? Like, on the real, I was so fired up after that game.
Did you?
And no. I got on the phone. I started calling people. I was, you know, airing things out. I got a phone call from Lucas. He was asking me about Victus bats and Birchwood and Maplewood, for those that know. And, yeah, it was, I mean, let's just go right into it. Carter, get ready, baby. Let's go, Giants.
Let's go, Giants. Let's go, Giants.
It starts off with Casey Schmitt with a home run on the first pitch of the 9th inning. We're all thinking the same thing. Bivens? What? Multiple innings? And you know what? Bob Melvin, you were right. Even though Bivens didn't have a great outing, obviously, giving up runs, he saved the bullpen in a game where your starter only goes 5, which, again, not mad at Harrison. We put him to the side in terms of this individual start. But you're down whatever it was, 3-4 runs in the 9th inning. Schmitt hits the home run, right? Whoa, we got a little something here. Fitz is 0-2, and draws a walk, fouling off pitch after pitch after pitch. And then Kisner gets on, and then Willie Adames, Jung-Hoo Lee hits that little, like, squibber to Ryan McMahon. What a play he made, almost getting the double play on that one. Here comes Willie Adames, and I love that he was in the two-hole, and we can get into the lineup, having Jung-Hoo Lee bat leadoff, and then Willie Adames back in the two-hole, which is where you signed him and said you were going to put him. He's down 0-2, and you're thinking, oh boy, here we go again. And he battled, and he battled, and he battled, and he drew a huge walk. A freaking huge walk. So now you got the bases loaded. Ramos comes up, and Fleming gets me jumped out of my couch, off my bed, whatever the heck I was doing last night, and I thought he hit a home run. But you know what? He drives the run in, and here comes Wilmer Flores. And of all the things that can happen in a 2-strike count, and off the end of the bat, what I call sand wedge with spin down the third base line. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? only to have Yaz of all people, who is mired in big. I mean, Funkmaster Flex knows that he's in a funk, right? And he rips one down the line. Adamas scores, and I'm just thinking to myself, I cannot believe this team just came back. I know it's Coors Field. I know it's the Rockies. I acknowledge all those. What a comeback!
I don't get the fact that it wasn't Coors Field. I think means it's more important right there.
Why do you say that?
The fact that you won in Colorado, which is a house horse. I don't care that the Rockies have 12 wins and they're one of the worst teams I've ever seen in our life. That ballpark,
yes,
changes everything.
I agree.
It's literally, when you step on there, it's almost like the Twilight Zone. Remember the Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
Whenever Tony and Oakland calls in, that's what we turn into, the Twilight Zone. When you step off the plane in Colorado, that's the music that plays when you walk into that stadium.
I feel the same way about when you go up to Lumen Field in Seattle. Weird stuff happens there. It just does.
Exactly. And the fact that you had that team dead in the water, and then you almost lost.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did again. That would have hurt so much worse, Joe, if you had taken the lead.
Oh my God.
And then Estrada, like we were all thinking it. You know, I walked in here, I was like, how many of you guys are thinking Dairo Estrada's hitting a walk-off right now?
You know
now?
My boy Rocco texted me.
What?
To start the ninth inning, he goes, I love Doval. This has nothing to do with him. Get everyone up right now. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yes, it's Coors Field. Yeah, and I'm not mad at his opinion there.
Let's shake the guy's confidence immediately. We have no faith in you.
No,
let's bring up everyone.
It's more about Coors Field.
I understand.
It's more about Coors Field than it is anything else. And look, Casey Schmidt, a hell of a double play in that inning. And Dom Smith, look, the box score is not going to tell
that
you.
That was a clutch. Yeah.
He has made a defensive play in every single game. I said it early. I said it often. I'm going to say it again. I think he's better. And I mean this with praise. He's better defensively than Brandon Belt.
Right.
There, I said it.
Well, and when we saw whoever the first baseman was yesterday, was it Moniak, Huera, whoever it was?
I don't know.
Who threw, because Fitz was trying to steal, and they caught him.
Yeah.
And he should have been out by a mile. It was just a horrible throw from the first baseman.
Yes.
Estrada tried to reach out to save it. But again, that's showing why the Rockies have 12 wins.
Yep.
It's little stuff like that.
Yep.
That's what costs you.
When their relievers come into the game and they don't throw strikes, and you had multiple guys in 0-2 counts. Yeah. 0-2 counts in the ninth inning, and you can't put those guys away. Those are huge. And then, obviously, the squibber off the end of the bat by Wilmer. I mean, you got to be kidding me on the hit. You know, we obsess about exit velo and all these things. But, like, no, there's a reason. Wilmer Flores, if you look it up right now, average exit velo, which you're going to hear a lot of, like, you know, oh, what is the exit velo on that hit? Who cares? Does anyone know what the exit velo was on that squibber?
No, probably not a lot.
No, that's baseball. And I think my bigger point is, what the hell kind of voodoo are these Giants in 2025? What brew are they working on, you know, down in the basement as they got the broom going? I don't know what it is. They are doing stuff. Look at the lineup they played yesterday. Like it's not that great of a lineup.
Gerard Encarnacion getting three.
Oh, my God. That guy is a ground-out machine. Shame on all of us. Does he even have a hit this year?
By the way.
Shame on all of us for thinking he was the answer at his DH and right fielder.
I mean, when you're heading into the game, let's be honest, there was a sense of panic. We haven't even mentioned the big news yesterday, obviously the win. But Matt Chapman going on the 10-day IL with right hand inflammation, Joe. And then you get the report from Susan Slusser, who covers the team for the Chronicle, that you know what? He's probably going to be out maybe all the way up until the All-Star break. That's a month.
It's his throwing hand, yep. Right? And then on top of that, you know, when you're right-handed, I'm doing the grip here on YouTube, you know, this wrist tends to be a little more cupped. Right. And so, like, wrist, fingers, whatever it is, did you see the wrap he had in the dugout?
Severe.
It did.
Yeah.
It did not look like a normal, like, oh, he's going to be good to go. That looked like a pretty much, like, don't move your fingers, don't move your wrist at all. And so, What exactly are they calling the injury?
They said it was right hand inflammation. So swelling is basically how I...
More on the fingers? Is it more on the top of the hand or the wrist?
The wrist,
Because the wrist got jammed and folded as he went to go dive back into the base.
Yeah, that's just... I'm reading it right here. Sprained right hand with inflammation. So take that for what it's worth. And then, as I mentioned...
Well, he's got sprained ligaments in three of the fingers on the right hand. I guess he's got bone bruises in the hand, too. So it's...
The entire hand's messed up.
I mean, how are you going to... Like, look, let's just call it what it is. I would be surprised if we see him anywhere near July 4th. Yeah. Like, I really would. Yeah. That is a big injury. You know, I think about Ken Griffey Jr. breaking his wrist into the wall. I think about Mark DeRosa, the year the Giants ended up winning it all. You know, he was on that team, that 2010 team. He broke his wrist, almost ended his career, basically.
Right.
Now, he was at the end of his career, but, like, these wrist injuries are no joke. And when you invest $150 million in someone like Matt Chapman, get right. Don't mess around with this.
Especially because he's the best defensive player in baseball.
Exactly.
Like, that is his money maker.
100%.
Save you off the plate, and they will miss the thump. They will miss him at the plate, but it's defense what you're really going to be missing. The
100%.
Consistency, him being there. And that's why I was so impressed to see Casey Schmidt yesterday step up the way he did offensively, defensively. I thought Willy Adames had a tremendous play when it was Estrada bouncing that ball plate and saving it and getting him out. I know they scored there,
yeah.
But just the fact that he was able to do that was a bang-bang play. That was impressive. And Willy Adames, like, when we got the news from Chapman, it was like, okay, who's going
to
step up?
All the pressure, I felt like, shifted to Adames.
I think we all thought the same thing.
Fair or not.
Well, it is fair. He's the highest paid player on the team.
Okay.
And he needs to step up when the leader, like, as I view, like, that's the captain of the team that went down and is on the IL. Matt Chapman.
Yeah.
He went down. Adames stepped up immediately in that first inning. And we'll break down the entire ninth inning. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
888-957-9570
is the number to call or text. We want to hear from you. That was, honestly, you've said it a bunch this season. That was the best win of the year. Like, we're starting to feel like this season is the best you felt like the Giants in God knows how long. Like, you said something to start this show, Joe, or I guess it should be the pre-show. You were like, I feel way better about this team than I did back in 2021.
And it doesn't mean they're going to have a better overall record.
No, but you just feel better about
the franchise is in a better place. The team feels like it's connected. It doesn't feel fugazi. Like, and I'm not trying to poo-poo on 2021. I'm really not, Joe. I'm not. Like, it just felt like we weren't building toward anything in 2021. And I don't know what they'll end up building to, like, for this year. But, okay, Ramos, right now, Ramos, young player under team control, feels like he's going to be here a while.
Yeah.
Now, people are all over the map on Fitzgerald. He's been a fun player this year for the Giants, and I think he's been better than the numbers.
He's young enough, too, where I'm not really freaking out. Like,
no.
He hasn't even played a full year in baseball yet.
Exactly.
He's batting 250.
Now, you know, any of these guys could be traded, but Jung Woo Lee is under team control and a big contract for quite some time. He's been fun. He's been a fun Giant this year.
That triple yesterday was incredible. I thought maybe we had a chance to have an inside the park home run, just judging off that. Just the speed is incredible.
When you see Fitzgerald in the ninth inning going back on that ball, you're like, Jung Woo, come on.
Right.
And he called him off and he got underneath it and you felt good. No, I think he's one of their best defensive center fielders in a long, long time.
Absolutely. Well, and I saw some of the plays yesterday, as you mentioned that one. The play in left from Ramos, I know he's not known for his defense. That one kind of, like, tricked me up, whoever it was.
Well,
I think it was McMahon.
He's
had a double.
Adventure out there.
It was an adventure. I was like, you had it the whole time, but you didn't.
No, he didn't.
And then it was just
a horrible route.
It was
the ball
all bad.
Kept floating on him. It was terrible.
But they won. It's okay. We're not focused on the
negatives. Ramos has been great, right? Yeah. And, like, he's under team control. Jung Woo Lee's under team control. Chapman's under team control. You know, we can get to Bailey because he didn't play in this game. He's got some, like, neck back stiffness.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Clark Kisner was solid at the plate.
You know, Logan Webb under team control. This team feels so much more in their prime and below their prime into the future than that 2021 team. Again, I'm not trying to poo-poo on it,
no.
But looking back on it, it felt fugazi in real time. And what I mean by that is, like, it just didn't feel real or sustainable,
right,
or that we were building to anything. And I'm not mad at anyone who enjoyed that season, but it was like end of the career type year from Crawford. End of the career type year from Brandon Belt. Posey, wow, he's bad for multiple years. Rejuvenation, you know, and he ends up retiring out of nowhere. Like, those were your three guys, and they were all super old. Your other guy was Longoria. He was super old.
Mm-hmm.
Your pitching staff was, outside of Logan Webb, pretty much all under 1 and 2 year deals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your entire bullpen was kind of patchwork that year as you brought up Doval. So, like, you had a lot of Darren Ruffs and Austin Slaters and your Yastrzemskis and Donovan Solanos. You had a bunch of guys that felt like they were all playing well above what their baseball card was or what they would be into the future. And so this year, it just, and I think they're kind of ahead of a schedule. That's what's so much fun, and they've captured our attentions. And clearly, the average sports fan is more captivated by this year's team.
Six straight wins for the Giants. And by the way, another one-run victory. Talk about clutch. That's what this Giants team is right now. That 2021 team, what were they? They were also clutch.
Yeah.
It was different, though. It did feel like they captured lightning in a bottle in that season where every single move Gabe Kapler made, it was incredible. Every pinch hit, we were talking about yesterday. I swear to God, Donovan and Solano had like 50 home runs that year off pinch hits because that's just what it felt like. It was incredible.
Well, they broke the record for most pinch hit home runs in a season.
There you go.
Which is, I mean, I didn't even know that was a stat.
There you go. Well, we have stats for
I know, but then, but that's a pretty remarkable thing to
it
say.
It is. Six straight wins.
But when you're pinch hitting like seven guys a day, you have more opportunities.
It's true.
Most.
It's true, right? So six in a row. The only other, like, the highest win streak, I think, is the Reds. They have five in a row. So the Giants are leading all of Major League Baseball right now when it comes to winning streaks. 7-3 in their last 10. 39-28. They're the top wild card if the season ended today. It doesn't. It's June 11th.
I'm worried about the NL West, Doggy.
Well, that's
what, NL West,
that's
baby.
What I'm getting to. Dodgers fell yesterday to the Padres. They're beating each other up in the NL West right now.
How many are we out?
Half a game out. Giants take care of business tonight. Dodgers fall. Guess who's in first by tomorrow? You got this. Look at that. That is pretty incredible. If you're going to tell me on June 12th, potentially, Giants are in first in the West, yeah, that's insane. By the way, I got the news yesterday. I got the little notification. Dodgers are expecting Shohei Ohtani to start being a part of that rotation
next month. Bring him on.
Bring on the YouTube chat. We want to hear from you guys. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Again, streaming us on Twitter and YouTube.
This team is fun, Joe.
They are.
There's something about this squad that, like, last night, it was one of those games, like, you know, I'm not going to turn it off. I'm not going to give up on them. For some reason, it's,
well, you also
I feel
can't,
like you have a chance.
You can't because it's the opposition and it's the field. You, like, even if it was 5-0 Rockies, you're not giving up on that team in the ninth because you know what the Rockies are. They find ways to lose.
Their bullpen has been good this year.
I mean, the guy they brought in to close the game had like a 4.5 ERA, which I guess in Colorado is like qualifies you for a Cy Young this year. Because he's, I know, like, but seriously, like, come on. They're just so, we had Woody Page on yesterday, and God love him, Colorado Sports Hall of Famer, around the horn legend. If you missed any of the interview, Woody's great. He was literally saying, like, the Rockies should give away the opposition's bobbleheads to attract fans. I was like, I'm actually not mad at that. You know, Jung-Hoo Lee bobblehead, if you went to the game yesterday, that'd be great. But, like, they are so inept that you can't turn off any game. Hell, it could have been 10-0, Joe. I'm still turning on to see how this team is going to put them away.
But I don't think that that dilutes how big of a win that was for the Giants. And I know everyone's going to say, bottom feeder, Coors Field, one of the worst teams ever. Look, you got to stack wins however you can stack wins.
Well, what's the hallmark of a good team? What
kicking
do they do?
The crap out of bad teams.
They're right there. Thank you. What do the Dodgers do? What do the Padres do?
They win the winnables.
Exactly. What did the Giants do back in 2021? Destroyed the Diamondbacks, who were god-awful that year.
It's true.
They took care of business then.
Well, I always go back to 93. You know, why did the Giants not win the NL Western Division that year against the Braves? The Braves went something like 17 or 18-0 or 17-1 against the Colorado Rockies that year. They were an expansion team, the Rockies, that year. And if the Rockies just win one more game, we end up being the NL Western Division champs that year. So, yes, it does come down to taking advantage of these crummy teams.
By the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco, and I guess Willard and Dibs will be broadcasting from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale later today. Mark Willard, Dan Dibley, stop on by. Say what's up to Sam Kadir if he's there, our guy Sam. Go get a brew. Go get a burger. Why not? It's nice.
I just keep coming back to Willie Adames and that game that he had God, did he need that. You're getting Jung Hoo Lee at third base. He's batting in the two hole. He gets that sack fly. He actually squared that ball up, right? Mm-hmm. And you can hear Fleming like willing him, trying to will him to some any little tiny bit of positivity. And then on the next at bat, even though he popped up, he hit a foul ball down the line. And Fleming like, wow, he squared that one up. It was like, that's how down bad we are right now regarding Willy Adames. Like we're fired up that he's squaring up a foul ball. Now he pops up that bat. The next at bat, he absolutely tagged that one and was flying. It looked like the new Superman movie. He was flying around the bases.
Giants 6, Rockies 5, they come.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.